One thing the media conglomerates certainly do is keep the new movies coming. Which ones are worth your time? Slate's Ben Williams has our weekly digest of what the critics are saying. We call this summary judgment.
Our first movie this week is Collateral, a crime thriller set in LA, starring Tom Cruise as a ruthless contract killer and Jamie Foxx as the cabbie who must drive him from one hit to the next.
If I don't pull it off, then
they will kill you.
You got 10 minutes. At 10:01, I drive to the hospital and execute your mother on my way out of town. Don't pretend indifference.
I can't do this.
Collateral is a worthy left coast response to Scorsese's indelible portraits of nighttime New York, raves Variety. The Onion says Tom Cruise takes his all-American bravado into intriguingly dark places, while Jamie Foxx has evolved into a dramatic actor of depth and subtlety. But the city is the real star, judging by critics' rapturous evocations of director Michael Mann's digital camera work. The brackish, liquid tones make the two men appear to be navigating their way through a luxe Hades, swoons New York magazine. There are complaints about the dialogue, though. The Dallas Observer thinks it's just pseudo-existential gibberish and nickel-dime philosophizing. Next up is Little Black Book, starring Brittany Murphy as a reality TV producer who confronts her boyfriend's exes after snooping in his Palm Pilot.
Derek.
She said his name.
Derek.
His name came out of that mouth.
Derek.
Her Derek was my Derek.
Little Black Book sounds like Formula Romantic Fare, but it also wants to be a satire of reality TV, and reviewers think the two don't mix. The New York Times complains that almost from the beginning, the film's sugary and rancid strains work against each other. Critics find Brittany Murphy's character immoral and immature. Entertainment Weekly says she has mental and emotional deficiencies that would seem to rule out employment anywhere except a very tolerant taco shack. This is an irrefutably bad movie, concludes the Los Angeles Times. Finally, the limited release Open Water, a low-budget shocker starring Blanchard Ryan and Daniel Travis as a married couple stranded in the ocean after a scuba diving expedition. It also stars real sharks.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh.
They're gone. They're gone.
Jesus, Daniel. What kind are they?
Big ones.
Open Water isn't much for traditional popcorn movie scares, says the Miami Herald. It's more interested in depicting the gradual deterioration of its protagonist's sanity. The Dallas Observer offers helpful service journalism. There will be puking in some theaters, guaranteed, so if you're making it dinner in a movie, save the dinner for last. Other critics are just bored. The Los Angeles Times had about as much fun as watching someone pull the wings off a butterfly.
Ben Williams writes the summary judgment column for Slate. This is Day to Day from NPR News.